tough one to lose, obviously. Hard-fought battle. I thought our guys played their tails off, went back and forth. They made more plays than we did, especially at the end of the game. Give credit to them. Thought our offense really battled back. I thought our defense played really well. I just gave up a few explosive plays.
Delay a game on fourth down. Were you trying to call it?
No, we felt like we could get the time, you know, just getting it off with our communication with them. We had some close calls at the end with that, and we got them off. You know, just didn't get it off in time.
Gus, they hit those explosive plays on you in the first half. I think they had 63 total yards.
Then right.
McCoy goes 75. Taylor hits one down the sideline. Just
yeah, I mean, good team. We knew that. I mean, McCoy was, you know, one of the top leading rushers in the league and explosive back. You know, Watkins, explosive dynamic wide receiver. And they made some plays. You know, that's what they got, a couple of explosive plays on it, and they scored at the end of those. You know, it's unfortunate because I thought that we played pretty well. We came in here thinking that we had to tackle very well. And, you know, we just gave up too many plays.
You're now guaranteed a losing season. What can you do to get this team to stay focused the rest
of
the game?
I think they're pretty focused. I think they're pretty focused throughout that whole game. They just had some explosive plays, and we just didn't make enough plays at the end. But that team, I don't question their focus. I don't question their effort and how they came out and played. They just made a few more plays than we did.
Gus, I wasn't talking about today. I was talking about moving forward.
Yeah, I know. I say you don't have to worry about their effort. That's moving forward.
After the late game, Gus, did you think about punting with two timeouts and a two-minute warning?
Yeah, you know, I think at that time, I think we just, you know, we made our decisions and we'll live by them.
The non-call right in front of you on Sterling early in that drive, how surprised were you that you didn't get the pass interference call there?
You know what? It operates the same way. I think we'll send in calls. They'll come back. They'll say they missed some calls, and they'll try to get it corrected, and then we'll see it the next week. You know, or next week they'll try to get it corrected. And, you know, so Dean does a good job handling it that way and gives us a full explanation on how they missed calls.
End of the first half, you called timeout with a minute to go. It looked like he was going to kick the field goal. Were you thinking try and steal a possession there at the end of the first half?
At the first half, when there's about 42 seconds left?
Yeah, a minute to go, yeah.
Yeah.
You, instead of letting them run the clock out, what was the thinking on calling a timeout there?
Why didn't we?
Why did you call a timeout?
Why did we?
End of the second quarter.
Yeah. There was about 40 seconds left, and we talked about calling a timeout with us to get the ball back, but we decided not to do it.
What'd you see on McCoy's long touchdown run? Looks like Gibb and Ramsey are both in position.
You guys have six losses where you've basically been right there.
Right.
All six by touchdown or less. Does that start to weigh?
Well, I think that, you know, when you look at it and you see this, because this team is, you know, like I said, they're playing their tails off and things just aren't going our way, but we've got to make them go our way. It's not just going to come to us. And I think in games like this, I thought it was pretty clean, though. I mean, we talked about no turnovers, playing good that way. Penalties were down. Execution was up. So a lot of things, but, you know, they're an explosive team now. They've scored over 30 points multiple games and had the ability to do that. Just thought in the first half we played really well. In the second half, they had explosive plays on us defensively.
How impressed were you with Blake scrambling, getting some yards out of
it? Very good. I thought his decision-making, his ability, his poise, and, you know, I thought just the whole offense. I thought Nate did a good job. The offense executed. And, you know, no, overall, it's good. It was a really good game. You know, we just gave up too many explosive plays.
One of Blake's better efforts on that front.
I think so. I mean, decision-making across the board. He's had some good games, but, you know, kind of how we wanted to go into this game. You know, like I said, we're going in the game. We said we want to take care of the ball on offense. Our tackling was going to be very, very important on defense. And then scoring in special teams and also win the field position battle. Those were really the four keys. And, you know, we just missed some tackles on some of those runs and it gave some yardage.
So you're just saying that the Bills were just a better team today?
They played better. They won.